Hello everyone and welcome to Grey Matters podcast. Today we have a session of Panch Ka Panchnama, which is 5 questions and 5 answers. And for this session we have with us Mr. Rakesh Singh, who has more than 2 decades experience of working with the Asian Age and Hindustan Times. He is fresh with ideas in each of his content and applies his skill of working on desk for a quite long period. Let's try to find out what mantras he follows in content writing and what strokes his creativity. So, sir, welcome to our show, Panch Ka Panchnama. We'll give you 5 questions and you have to answer them quickly. Let's start with how was your first day at Grey Matters?
My first day at Grey Matters, oh my God, it was, it sent me shivers down my spine when I was told that the first client was energy department. And I really wondered how from 2 decades of journalism experience I would get into this handling of electricity client. But yeah, I took it as a challenge and it was interesting. It was really an electrifying experience to work with the energy client.
So please share your experience as a content writer.
Experience as content writer? Oh, as a journalist, you are supposed to know everything under the sun. But when you are a content writer, you have to be master of that subject. And yes, you have to get into it. But yeah, I'll say that my 2 decades of working on desk really helped me to adapt myself as a content writer, and I could power pack my content by this by getting into the subject and understanding what I have to stay in clearly.
Can you define content writing in one sentence?
Content writing in one word? Oh, it's difficult to say, but I'll say just one thing. Content writing is power packing your lines, your narration, your statement in just a few words. And of course, the Twitter limits your scope of writing verbose articles and all these things. So you have to create the punch. You have to create the. You have to make a statement in just one line by power packing your statement.
How do you spice up your content and come up with creative ideas?
Yeah, spicing up your content is right, like adding masalas to your content. So yeah, you cannot be keep on writing and you don't losing interest of your readers. You have to power pack your content by videos, visuals, and voiceovers also. So content writing is something altogether different, and it's all about creativity. How do you create? You have to think ideas, and you also don't know how and when your mind will respond to certain issues. Maybe your mood is off, or maybe you have not taken a cup of coffee or tea. Your mind would won't act that way. But if you want to spice up your content, you have to visualize what is your subject and focus on that and start working on it at the back end. Then you will really be able to come out with good content.
And I think that strokes my creativity.
What do you think? What is the future in content writing?
Future of content writing? I'll say it's very bright. You know why? Because every company is going to become a content company in days to come, and it has a very broad horizon, because people will look for content, and the challenge will always remain that how do you stand out in millions and millions of content? How do you stand out? So you have to be smart through your content. You have to power pack your statement. You have to be very creative. You have to make everyday new bold statements, and that is only the way to stand out. And it has a, when you stand out, when you are different, when you are creative, you have got a very bright future in it. And I think because India being a young country, and everyone is getting hooked to smartphones, so I see a very bright future in content writing.
Thank you so much, sir, for sharing your insights on content writing. And for more such stories, follow Grey Matters podcast.